in Johnstown and beyond. So I just want to give a quick shout out to those individuals: First Summit Bank, Martin Baker America, Community Foundations for the Alleghenies. It's still early.
That's all right. And, Mike Kane is listening, so be careful.
Oh, yes. CFA has been amazing. Yeah. Like, they've been an amazing partner. So they help bring the Moloch to Johnstown, and they're also a big supporter of our public art things that we're doing here in town. We have the first Marvel-approved mural of Spider-Man and Doctor Strange that's located in the downtown section of Johnstown. So he helped make that possible. And we're going to be doing more public art during the festival. So we're doing another community paint piece. So if if music is not your thing and you want to get hands-on in the art, we ask you to come on down. And there is a large mural that will be moved downtown later this summer that the community can get involved with. So this is a whole community-driven event all the way around. So I really do appreciate our sponsors for allowing us to make art accessible and open and free.
Johnstown,
and that's it, yeah.
It's a great place to visit. Now, it says here I'm supposed to do a hard-hitting interview, so I just have one really tough, insightful question to ask is, if I go, can I get a gob? Are there still gobs in Johnstown?
Oh, you know what? Absolutely. We even have them here at the festival. you can't go to Johnstown without getting a gob or a halupki. So we have both here. So if food is your love language, we want to talk to you. We have something that can really speak to you. So we're really excited for Lamb Cakes, which is a local bakery here in town.
Yes, yes.
It's hard to work that stand. So I'm trying to get volunteers to help me help myself. Not eat all the gobs.
Got to get a gob to keep that energy up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, again, check us out on Facebook. Our Bottleworks Ethnic Art Center will have a full information about the lineup and other activities that we're doing. So that's another good way to reach us.
Thank you, Melody. And here's to a great day on the second day of the festival. Thanks for being with us. Take care.
Absolutely. We'll see you. Thank you so much.
That's Melody Tissinger of the Bottleworks Ethnic Arts Center on the 3rd Avenue Folk and Arts Festival, continuing this weekend at the Cambria City Historic District in Johnstown. You know what a gob is, right? That's basically, you might call them a moon pie or a flip, but actually it's, two convex pieces of cake slathered with frosting in between them, and all sorts of different flavors delightfully sweet and full of energy and all sorts of other things.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or at mjbergerfoundation.org.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, Arizona, WSHA-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
I like singing songs. I like singing songs with you.
There you've got Pittsburgh's own Scott and Rosanna here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Coming up in just a second, the Soundhound is going to stop by and give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. In fact, he'll be here before you know it. Good morning to Ralph and Donna. Nice to have you tune in today. And thanks to you for being here with us. Well, the Soundhound seems to be nearby. And we'll get him to us in just a moment, where he will give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Okay, the Soundhound, are you ready? Okay. The Soundhound has brought along a sound. Let me see if I can wrest it or wrestle it away from him here. Got it. And here is this week's sound. Listen carefully. (212) 200-5975. Any ideas what that sound is? Here it is again. Let the guessing begin at 412-200-5975. If you know what that sound is or would like to take a guess to see if it is what you think it is, now is the time to call. Meanwhile, we'll give the Soundhound a little grub. Good boy. And while you are thinking of what that sound might be, we'll take a listen to Bill Harley.
It was in the morning, a sunny Saturday. I turned on the TV and on the couch I lay. I watched my favorite program and another two or three, when my dad came in the room and said these words to me. Son, turn off the TV, there's lots of things to do. Your bed's not made, the chores aren't done, the sun is shining too. I said, Dad, I'm busy, I gotta watch this show. I guess I should've listened, but how was I to know? 'Cause then he walked across the room and then he pulled the plug. He lifted up the television, he skipped across the rug. He opened up the window and then I said, Dad, no! He gave the thing a heave and I watched the TV go. Oh, Dad threw the TV out the window, the window. I think he's finally cracked. Dad threw the TV out the window. I got a feeling that it isn't coming back. Oh, when I saw it go, when I heard the crash, I knew that things at our house would soon be changing fast. My dad looked out the window and he mumbled, my oh my. My brother looked out too and said, I'm gonna die. And that night after dinner, when we went to watch the set, all I found was nothing. I said, how could I forget? My brother fell down on the floor and moaned, what will I do? I said, why don't you move away? He said, the same to you. But then he told a joke, and I told two or three. And the one about the elephants made Dad fall on his knees. My mom did her impression of a duck that couldn't fly, that would have made you wet your pants and maybe even cry. All because Dad threw the TV out the window, the window. I think he's finally cracked. Dad threw the TV out the window. I got a feeling that it isn't coming back. Well, Life without the TV wasn't what I feared. I didn't really miss it, though some friends thought I was weird. I didn't miss commercials and all the blood and guts and all the stupid shows my brother watched that drove me nuts. But then one sunny Saturday, my dad could not be found. I looked high and low, and from his room I heard a sound. I walked into his room to see what it could be. I found my father hiding there, watching a TV. I said, "Oh, Dad, not really. You ought to be ashamed." He said kind of sheepishly, "I just want to watch the game." I picked up the TV, I waltzed across the room, I gave the thing a heave, and I waited for the boom. Oh, I threw the TV out the window, the window. I think I finally cracked. I threw the TV out the window. I got a feeling that it isn't coming back. Oh, I threw the TV out the window, the window. I think I finally cracked. I threw the TV out the window.
Bill Harley at the Saturday Light Brigade. We had a guest of Venetian Blinds from Tommy in Virginia. Martha and Bill in Stanton Heights got the correct answer to our puzzle. Bill in Homer City thought it might be a bingo carousel, you know, where you move the carousel around, you rotate it, and then out comes the number. It's not that. John and Carrick had a guess of a ringer washer. Caden thought it might be the sounds of cars bashing into each other, and it does kind of sound like that. Meanwhile, Caden's mom, Annie, got the correct answer. Nick and West Mifflin thought it might be the sound of pouring charcoal briquettes into a barbecue. Let's hear the sound again so you know where all these guesses are coming from. It does sound a little bit like Venetian blinds. Nick, that was a good guess. And John and Baden, good morning, John. You have the correct answer. Well done. Brian is going to join us in a moment with the correct answer. A few others coming in. Charlie! Charlie, you're close enough with your answer. Mrs. Edwards thought, or thinks, that it sounds like a metal tape measure, and it does. But it's not that. That's a very good guess. Russ and Sharon are in North Carolina. They had the same guess that Ricky did. I did not give Ricky the answer. And her first guess was the same, a shopping cart being returned to the return station. It's not that, but it's got that sound, doesn't it? I mentioned Annie had the correct answer. And Mark and Irwin has the correct answer, too. 412-200-5975. It looks like we're up to date, so we're going to say hello to Brian. Brian, you got this very quickly. Well done.
Yes, I did, Larry. Yes, I did. It's something I do every day. It sounded like unraveling of aluminum foil.
You've got it. Here it is.
Reynolds Wrap. I hear the guy on the commercial say, Reynolds Wrap.
Yes.
Or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Reynolds Wrap or aluminum foil still gets used everywhere, it seems, but that's the sound.
Also, Larry, you know it's my birthday coming up Friday. I gave Ricky my address so I can get a card from a uniformed, how do you put it again?
Oh, it's a uniformed employee of the United States government. We contract with them. It's a great deal. We give them a stamp, and they take it anywhere for whatever.
I love it.
All we have to do is pledge forever to them. What is a forever stamp now? Are those up to 60 cents yet? I should know.
I don't know.
I should know that.
In your honor, Larry, in your honor on Friday, I'm going to eat a lot of cake for you.
Oh, thank you. That's that would be a very good thing. A forever stamp is That can't be right. I'm seeing that they're on sale, 60 cents, according to the United States Postal Service. So you'll find that card coming your way, and happy birthday
sounds
to
like
you.
Fun. Thank you. Hey, be awesome and stay cool.
Thank you. Take care. Linda and Collier also came up with the correct answer. Larry in Elwood City independently thought it might be putting a shopping cart away. I mentioned John and Baden got it. And Charlie said it was wrapping the turkey in foil, and that's good enough. Mark captioned his email to us, foiled again. There it is. Nice job if you came up with it. Soundhound, nice job too. Finish up with some water, and we'll look for you next week. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in about 20 minutes with our upfront puzzle. the Barefoot Movement at the Saturday Light Brigade. And Springfield Exit did Peaceful, Easy Feeling. Good morning to Amy Melissen. Nice to have you here. Also, I see Jeffrey Chips is playing along on Facebook, as is Erna and Kelly and Anthony. Hello to Vivian. Nice to have you with us as well. I'm not sure if I tell you often enough that SLB is created live before your very ears. No net, at least not much of one. It's a lot more fun that way, isn't it? And it allows us to incorporate guests and interact with one another. And Ryan Walsh is here now. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, good morning.
Nice that you're here with us. Ryan is representing Grow Pittsburgh, and in particular, an open house that's coming up at Shiloh Farms. Before we get into the open house, folks might want to know a little bit about what Grow Pittsburgh does and how you do it. Can you share some information about your mission and activities?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy to join you and your listeners this morning. Grow Pittsburgh is an urban agriculture nonprofit organization, and our mission is to help teach people how to grow food, and we promote the benefits that gardens bring to our neighborhood. And that includes fresh food access, food security and food sovereignty, but also just the joy of being outside and connecting with the earth.
Tell me a little bit about... I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'll come back.
I was just going to say we do this in a few main ways, but really you could boil it down to we teach people how to grow food. We build and support gardens, and that includes gardens at over 40 schools throughout the area. And we grow food on our own urban farms like Shiloh Farm and then make that food available in the community.
I was curious. I was going to ask you about the term food sovereignty. We hear a lot about food security and food deserts, but how would you define food sovereignty?
That's a great question. I think it has a lot to do with knowing where your food comes from, what's in it, how it was grown, so kind of having ownership of your own source of food and not relying on, say, the grocery store or anonymous sources of where your fruits and vegetables are coming from.
That's a great concept and a great description. So these days, if you were to ask, pick any item in your kitchen and where does it come from, most kids are probably going to say Giant Eagle or some other store rather than its whole legacy. And that's a great concept to make sure folks understand. It and food sovereignty is a great term for it. Now, the Shiloh Farm open house is taking place, I believe, this coming Tuesday. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, it's Tuesday, August 9th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. And it's a free community event here at Shiloh Farm, which is in the North Point Breeze neighborhood at the corner of Thomas Boulevard and North Homewood Avenue.
So right in a city neighborhood. Is there history to this particular location?
Oh, sure. You know, I don't know the full history, but I know that it's basically one typical city lot. So it's about 1/8 of an acre. It's the same size as most of the houses and yards here in the neighborhood. And it's a demonstration farm, really, to show you just how much food could be grown on such a piece of land. We have, in addition to flowers and fruits and vegetables, we have beehives, we have chickens, and the neighbors who lease us the spot to grow on have quite an impressive solar array that powers their house.
Wow. And the house is still there as well, right? Well, yeah, clearly, if they've got the solar panels there. I mean, the house is on the lot.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
That's right. It's next door.
Yeah, most of us, if you own a house, you probably have that much land. I mean, an eighth of an acre is what, about five? That's like 20 by 25, I think. 5,000 square feet, 20 by 25. So you might be able to do something like that in your own house or at a lot in your neighborhood or at a school in collaboration with others. So this would be a great event to go to and maybe get some ideas about how to create an urban garden of your own.
Absolutely. We have perennial fruit bushes and trees. We have, just so many varieties of tomato and pepper. And we actually will have a tasting. So in addition to some grilled and prepared foods to share with folks who come to the open house, we'll have a tomato tasting. And we'll have a pepper tasting so that, kids and their families can learn about new varieties and also tell us their favorites so we can know what to be growing next year.
Will you be selling seedlings or plants as well?
I don't think we will at this time of year just because it's so late in the summer that I don't think folks would get things in the ground. But I do know that we do have seeds available. We may be able to bring some to the open house that day so people can tuck away their seeds for the winter and bring them out in the spring. But I know there'll be other activities too, some art making, some games, and some other tastings beyond what I mentioned.
Well, it sounds great, and you'll be able to take good notes for next spring too so that you can get a garden going. It's becoming really important to do that. We've got more planted this year than we used to. The Shiloh Farms open house is on Thomas Boulevard coming up on August 9th from 3 to 6 in the afternoon. Is there anything else you'd like to mention about Grow Pittsburgh or about the open house, Ryan?
Just that we look forward to seeing folks there. We also run a farm stand every Thursday at that same spot on the Shiloh Farm, Thursdays from 2:30 to 6:30, where you can get a real great variety of produce, including
Excellent.
Bulk tomatoes the next few weeks.
That sounds good. Well, best wishes to you. Please keep us posted as you have more events, and I'm so glad you could join us this morning. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Take care. That's Ryan Walsh from Grow Pittsburgh.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. And inch by inch, row by row, someone blessed these seeds I sow. Someone warmed them from below till the rains come tumbling down. Pulling weeds and picking stones, man is made of dreams and bones. Feel the need to grow my own, 'cause the time is close at hand. Grain for grain, sun and rain, find my way in nature's chain. Tune my body and my brain to the music from the land. Your rows straight and long, temper them with prayer and song. Mother Earth will make you strong if you give her love and care. An old crow watching hungrily from his perch in yonder tree. And in my garden I'm as free as that feathered thief up there. Thank you. by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. And inch by inch, row by row, someone blessed these seeds I sowed. Someone warmed them from below till the rains come tumbling down.
That's David Mallett at the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of community radio stations, plus internet radio stations and streaming services available on smart speakers, phones, TVs, just about anywhere, including slbradio.org/radio. Hayes Griffin, I'll Be Here Waiting, from the album Midwestern Swing, a 2018 release. Get ready. It's time for our upfront puzzle, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Don't forget, our puzzles are designed to work on collaboratively. If you're alone, you can email somebody the puzzle. Certainly, you can work on it by yourself, too. If you've got somebody in the family listening along with you, you can work on it together. We welcome calls from kids as well as adults and everybody in between. So here's hoping you'll get involved with our upfront puzzle coming up in just a moment.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Sharon in Kang, North Carolina, knows her words. She already got the answer to the puzzle I'm about to give you because she's following along on Facebook. Facebook's on time even when I'm not. It's time now to see if you can solve our upfront puzzle. What one word comes before these three? Boat, split, and bread. Boat, split, and bread. We're looking for one word that can naturally precede those three. And if you're able to come up with it, here's hoping you'll share the answer with us. You can do so by phone or text at 412-200-5975. Use instant input by going to slbradio.org/radio. Good luck. We're looking for the word that naturally comes before boat, split, and bread. You might want to add seat as another clue. Yvonne, who I believe is in White House, Ohio, just got the correct answer. And Larry in Elwood City came up with the word. Jim in Crafton Heights, whose dad turns 94 this weekend, he got the correct answer as well. So did Mike and Mars and Matt and Annie just got the correct answer. Bill in Homer City came up with it. And Gail has the correct answer, too. A lot of very quick answers. Oh, Sharon. Oh, Bonnie has it, too. Along with a nice emoji. And Gail also has it. About you. Did you figure it out? The word naturally that comes before boat, split, bread, seat. We could also add the word peel.
Mm-hmm.
leave the puzzle open for you at 412-200-5975.
They're still blowing their whistles on the Cumberland River when they're coming around Hartford's Bend. It's a tip of the cap to the man with a hat, every riverboat captain's friend, with his fiddle and bow, his old banjo, his tap dancing shoes keeping time. The sweet refrain of the Julia bell swing ever gentle on my mind. He said nothing is real but the river, but a song. They're still blowing their whistles on the Cumberland River when they're coming around Hartford's Bend. It's the tip of the cap to the man with a hat, every riverboat captain's friend. In the night, and I think about you, old friend, 'cause I miss you so, and I hope that you know I wish we had our time again. So roll on into the sunset somewhere. They're still blowing their whistles on the Cumberland River when they're coming around Hartford's Bend. It's the tip of the cap to the man with a hat, every riverboat captain's friend. It's the tip of the cap to the man with a hat, every riverboat captain's friend.
Sit down at the city dump and talk about the good old days. Oh, you pass the joint and I'll pass the wine, and anything good coming down the line. A lot of good things went down one time back in the good old days. Yeah, the good old days are past and gone. A lot of good people have done gone on. That's my life when I sing this song about back in the good old days. Sometimes we get to thinking that we're almost done, and there ain't nothing left that we can figure out. I guess it must have seemed a lot more like that back in the good old days. But when you gotta go, you gotta go. There's always somebody, don't you know, hanging around to say I told you so. Back in the good old days. Well, the good old days are past and gone. A lot of good people have done gone on. That's my life when I sing this song about back in the good old days. Oh, we'll all join hands and we'll gather round. When that old guitar starts to make that sound, a lot of good things went down, down, down. Back in the good old days, always in love with the people that we hadn't even met. Out for anything that we could get. Oh, we did it then and we'll do it yet. Back in the good old days. Oh, the good old days are past and gone. A lot of good people have done gone on. That's my life when I sing this song about back in the good old days.
Jamie Hartford, son of John Hartford, with Good Old Days, and you heard Thomas Jutts and Hartford's Bend. Did you come up with the correct answer to our puzzle? We have a lot of folks. Good morning to Wayne. A lot of folks playing along today. Sharon came up with it, so did Gail. Bonnie also came up with it in northeast Pennsylvania. Stephen came up with the correct answer, listening in Murraysville. Good morning, Stephen. And if you're just tuning in, we're looking for the one word that naturally precedes boat, split, bread, seat, peel, and some additional clues have come in from listeners trying to help you come up with the word. Multiple suggestions of Rama or Rama, depending on the way you speak and the part of the country you're from. And also Republic. Charlie got the correct answer. So did Jim in Crapton Heights and Kathy. Nice to hear from you this morning. John and Carrick got the correct answer. So did Linda, who I think has gotten every puzzle so far this morning. Matt was one of the people adding Rama as a clue. And he and Annie got together. They had a meeting. Caden was probably there too. And they both decided what the right answer was, and they're absolutely correct. Russ suggested that we add Foster, which works. You might need to make the first word, the answer, plural, but it works. And he also suggested that we add Fanta, go Fanta. Fanta, go Fanta. And that almost gives it away. I think I mentioned Mike and Mars got it. Yvonne in Ohio. Larry in Elwood City also got the correct answer. So the word before peel, split, bread, perhaps republic. Seat, if you remember having a certain kind of bicycle growing up, and boat, the answer we were looking for.
Oh, yes!
We have no bananas.
Banana.
We have no bananas today. We got string beans and onions and big juicy lemons and all kinds of fruit and say, we've got an old-fashioned tomato, a Long Island potato.
Oh, yes!
We have no bananas. We have no bananas today. There's a fruit man on our street whose name is Mr. Pete, and he keeps good things to eat, but you should hear him speak. When you ask him anything, he never answers no. He just yeses you to death, and then he takes your dough.
Oh, yes!
We no got a da banana. We no got a da banana today. We got a little beans and a bigger beans and a red, the beans and a white, the beans and all kinds of beans and say, we got a the old fashioned salami. We even got a the Brooklyn pastrami.
Oh, yes!
We no got a the banana. We no got a the banana today. Got so good with him, he wrote home to say, send Pasquale, Nick, and Jim, I need help right away. When he got them in the store, there was fun, you bet. Someone asked for bananas, and then the whole quartet.
Oh, yes, we have no bananas.
We have no bananas today.
We have
bananas. And the carrots.
And celery.
And olives.
But we got no bananas today.
Who asked you for bananas anyway? Who asked you? I only want a hot dog sandwich. Hot dogs are better than bananas. I always say, ain't it?
Oh, yes.
We have no bananas.
The great Louis Prima.
We have no bananas today.
The Saturday Light Brigade Handbook calls for that to be followed by this song. Congratulations if you came up with banana, the answer to our puzzle.
We don't like to whistle, can't blow saxophones. We like bananas because they have no bones.
Tell you so you'll understand.
I don't like your
the Hoosier Hotshots. That goes back to 1942, I do believe. That there is Hezzy. Big finish, boys. Take it. Congratulations if you came up with bananas. A lot of birthdays. I'm going to get started right now. Jim Montgomery Sr., father of Jim from Crafton Heights, is 94 today. Other birthdays today, Nate of Berkeley Hills from the Leubold family, Gary from the O'Donnell family, Jack from Barb and Grace and Julie, Cassandra from your family, including Oscar and Santiago, and Pat of Bouquet. Tomorrow, August 7th, we have Courtney from Karen and Mark of Glen Willard, Lucas of Robinson, Charlize, Justin of Lower Burl, Kristen of Wexford, Susanna from Dad Michael of Charleroi and brothers Alex and Greg, Hannah of Steubenville from Dad James and Mom Christina, Tina of White Oak, Luke of Bellevue, and happy anniversary to Jim and Sherry.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday.
On August 8th, Monday, we have Aiden of Munhall, Gwen of Swiss Elm, Bethany of San Francisco, Janine from Brian, Julianne, Bethann, Lorraine, and Ed. Avery Reckless from Uncle Scott, Aunt Karen, and Adam, Allison, and Aaron. Finally, on the 8th, we have Sergio of Mount Lebanon from your mom. On the 9th, we have Eric from Maggie and Hannah and Bridget and Jim. Larry of Elwood City, happy birthday to you, Larry, from your friends at SLB and, of course, wife Vanessa. Nathaniel from Sarah, Regis, Granny Annie, and Grandpa Kurt. And also happy birthday to Anna, Christina Sowers of Medford, Oregon, from Sister Kate and parents Dave and Lori, and also Merritt Lee Wichina. Merritt Lee Wichina, that is, in Conequenessing, from Dave and Robin and Stephen. Coming up on August 10th, we have Ruth of O'Hara from Mom and Dad, Jenna of Bridgeville from Mom and Dad and Samantha, John of Lacey, Washington from Mom and Dad and Andrew, Amanda of Squirrel Hill, and we have Melissa of the South Side. On the 11th, Debbie of Poland, Ohio from your family, Spencer, also Nathan of Edgewood, Hoke, Alexandra of Dormont from Mom and Dad and Nicholas, Anne from your family, and Shannon and Bernard. Happy anniversary to the two of you from the whole family. Finally, on the 12th, we have Lorraine of Cheswick, Eddie of Pennahills, Jessica from Nathan, Martha, and Richard, Chris of Verona, Max of Mount Lebanon, and Brian, who you heard on the air earlier. Happy birthday. Send your birthdays to us at slbradio.org/birthdays or slb@slbradio.org. Send in as many as you'd like. We'll announce birthdays the Saturday of or before their occurrence. And if you include the birthday person's postal address, we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed government employee. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghosttown, Phoenix, WSHA FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
The more I'm with you, baby, the more I feel my love increase. I'm building all my dreams around you. A happiness we'll never cease. But nothing's any good without you, 'cause baby you're my centerpiece. I'll buy a house and garden somewhere along a country road apiece. A little cottage on the outskirts where we can really find release. But nothing's any good without you, 'cause baby you're my centerpiece.
Hey baby, come close.